Welcome back to Riot University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. So we're the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. You may want to take note of my email address. It's omar@edacmorgan.com. We are the RID University, so returning citizens inspired to develop entrepreneurial ventures. As you can see, it's powered by EDAC at Morgan State University and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. All right, today we're going to be talking about your website. Your website is your cash register. Social media is just a buzzword until you come up with a plan. So people say they're on social media, but if you don't have a plan, it's just a buzzword. So I always get this question. Do I need a website? I'm using social media. I'm making money off of social media. Why do I need a website? For me, it's you basically may not need a website. However, let's just think if Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Instagram, WhatsApp, let's say all of them shut down. Even if they just shut down for a day, how will that impact your business? All right. So do you need a website? I'm always saying yes. And we'll go through some ways in which you can build a website. So as you can see, social media, I think everything should hit back to your website. You have your social media platform, you have email marketing, you have events. And if you're doing a podcast like what we're doing here, it should all go right back to your website, giving people an opportunity to see your company and to make a sale. So once they get on your website, they'll see if there is something on your website that's going to help them move their business, their life, their health, their wealth, education to the next level, then they're more likely to make a purchase. So I would direct everything back to your website. So here are 11 best website builders. So here's the thing. You can hire somebody to do a website, build a website for you, or you can build your own website. And here are, I'm not going to go through all of these. I'm familiar with the top five. Matter of fact, EDAC Morgan's website is built off of Weebly. We use Weebly a lot. We use Wix in a past. Of course, GoDaddy. And what's not on here, so we use a email marketing software called Constant Contact. And Constant Contact allows you to build a website. And it's kind of drop, put it here. So it's easy to use the website. So figure out what do you want to have on your website. Actually, let me go to the next slide. That's going to tell you what's to go on your website. And I put on there, it depends. It depends on what you're looking to do, you know, how interactive you want it. You definitely want to make sure you have content on there. So when people come back to your website, it's not the same old content. It's content that's going to drive them to keep coming back to your website. So here are nine principles to website design. And here they are. So I'm just going to flip through them. Of course, you want to have the purpose of your website. Are you looking to describe your expertise, build your reputation, generate leads, or aftercare, if you will? You want to make sure that it's simple, easy, that the color, the type, the imagery is not blurred. So make sure you have some good photos on there. Navigation is easy. You don't want to be trying to figure out where to go next or having too much information on there on your particular website. Now, this one I wasn't familiar with. This is the F-shaped pattern reading. So I guess you want to have it like this in an F. So I had to go back to my website to make sure that we had some information on there that reflected this. Visual hierarchy. Again, you know, what does it look like? Is it nice and clean? It's a messy. Is it too much information on there? If it's not enough information on there, you know, look at some other people's websites as well. And I'm going to take you to some websites that we talked about in the past in a few minutes. Content. We spoke about content. Grid-based layout. You know, people love these grids, these tables. So make sure you are utilizing those. And then does it load quickly? You know, is it, you know, sometimes websites, they, you know, they take a while to get started. So you want to figure out if it's loading quickly. And then is it mobile friendly? You know, sometimes you get on a website and, I mean, you get on a website on your phone and you have to twist it this way, turn it that way just to see it. So whichever platform, let me go back to the platforms, whatever platforms you decide to use, make sure that they have a component on there that's user friendly, mobile friendly, right? So of course, the simple one, here's a good one, sba.gov, great information on it. It could be kind of too busy for some people, but it's some great information on how to get started in business. You know, just keep it simple. You have the charts here. I don't see the F unless this is the F there. And then, you know, just the wording is kind of small, but you have all these resources, content there. All right. So that's the SBA, which is a public one. Let me see. Google is just, you know what's on Google. It's a search engine. So you're just putting, this is their website. Yeah, you just put in what you're looking for. And you've seen our website, edacmorgan.com. I know we got to work on ours. You know, we have the different areas that we're focused on. We have this big picture, which is a video. I'm sorry, not a video. It's a collage of events that we've done, an event that we have done. And then we have information about what we do. All right. So we have these grids here. We can relate back, click to an event that we're doing. So this is us. It works for us. So we direct everyone back to this particular website so that they can see exactly what we do. You know, so we still do our social media. We do our email marketing. We also do events, and we just direct everybody back to our website. All right. So think about that as you are putting together your website. And don't forget, you can find us at Ride Small Biz, and we're at edacmorgan.com. And don't forget about the Breakthrough Podcast. You know, we come on the last Monday of each month, and we look forward to seeing you soon. So until then, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Bookshop Production.